What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, we have to once again refer back to the great Sean Connery and that absolutely beautiful Barbara Walters interview where he talked about how women simply refuse to let it go, and how things can and sometimes will escalate to a physical confrontation. Modern women have been so thoroughly trained, i.e. brainwashed, that they're equal and superior to modern men, that they honestly believe that no matter what they do, they are above criticism, reproach, and they are above getting the shit slapped out of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, let me be crystal clear with my standing. There are appropriate times and places and events to where if a woman does say or do something to you, I'm just going to be crystal clear about it. I'm not going to say that sometimes a woman doesn't deserve to get her teeth knocked down her throat. Why? Because all of this talk about equality, we're equal to men, we can do everything that a man can do, blah, 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 blah. One thing that modern women now refuse to do when things start getting heated, when it comes to male-female arguments, they simply refuse to back down. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 2nd of June. Man punches woman in the face, then chokes her after an argument turns physical, deputies say. You see what that is, ladies? That is what we men call the point of violence. When it comes to us men, we have an unwritten and unspoken rule that when things get too heated, there's always a 50-50% chance that things can get physical. For the longest time, you women did not have that in your life. You were taught that a man should never put his hands on you regardless. However, no, ladies, no, 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 no. That mindset is definitely eroding from a lot of men. Remember all that talk about equality? Yeah, guess what? Ass whoopings are rated E for everyone. It's like Bill Burr said, ass whoopings don't just fall out of the sky. There has to be a series of events that gets a man to that point. The Marion County Sheriff's Office arrested a 31-year-old Ocala man after a woman claimed that he shoved her, punched her in the face, and then choked her during an argument that turned physical inside a local residence. On Saturday, May 27th, an MCSO detective, or deputy, excuse me, made contact with the female victim at an unspecified location in Ocala. The victim advised that she had gotten into a verbal argument with Alex Thomas Dobbins, according to the arrest report. The victim told the deputy that the argument escalated and Dobbins punched her in the face. She then claimed that he grabbed her neck and choked her for approximately 3 seconds. She stated that she was unsure if she lost consciousness during the attack, according to the MCSO report. Now, we're only getting her side of the story. We all know whenever it comes to a combat situation, there's always two sides. Do you think that this man just decided to mollywop her just because? No. Mm-mm. We know in our heart of hearts, whenever a woman starts a verbal argument with a man, she's going to come up with the most emasculating, the most just downright disrespectful thing that she could say to push that man over the edge. Why? Because these women know, oh, I'm going to say something that's going to drive him insane. He's going to do something to me. Then I get the victim card. Remember, gentlemen, physical scars heal. However, mental scars through emasculation and a woman's mouth, those take far longer to heal. Mm-hmm. The deputy noted in the report that the victim had numerous injuries, including a large red mark on her neck and another red mark on her face. Additional red marks were also observed on the victim's feet, hands, collarbone region, and biceps. The victim advised that the red mark on her face was from when she was struck by Dobbins. She also stated that she was, quote unquote, shoved around by Dobbins, and the deputy noted that the red marks on the victim's body were consistent with her statement. The deputy made contact with Dobbins over the phone, and he agreed to meet the deputy at the Walmart located at 34 Bahia Avenue in Ocala. Upon arriving at the Walmart, Dobbins approached the deputy and stated, quote unquote, just take me to jail, according to the MCSO report. This man was fed up at that point. When he surrendered, he's just like, you know what? Take me to jail so I can be away from this damn woman. After reading his Miranda rights, Dobbins denied the victim's allegations and requested an attorney. Uh-oh, things might get a whole lot more interesting. He was arrested and transported to Marion County Jail, and he was later released on a $3,000 bond. He is facing a felony charge for committing domestic battery by strangulation and a misdemeanor charge for battery causing bodily harm. A court date has been scheduled at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, June 27th, according to jail records. Once again, all of the laws that are surrounding, you know, domestic violation are all laws that are physical in nature. Woman gets knocked upside the head, she gets a black eye. Hey, we can see that. You're going to jail, mister. However, there is not a single law on the books that talks about verbal violation. Yeah, not a single one. A woman can give a man a tongue lashing up and down in public. No one will say anything about it, even though that woman knows she's inflicting so many mental scars on that man. However, if a man raises his voice to a woman, oh, we have to have the white knights ready to come in and jump on him and save the poor woman. Yeah, they've done so many experiments on the show, What Would You Do? We've seen it. You can look all those videos up over on YouTube. Woman can be going upside a man's head, and people and other men especially will sit back and laugh about it. But then once that man finally gets fed up and he's ready to go upside the head, hey, you can't do that. No. Mm-mm. Ladies, if you want equality, guess what? Once again, ass whoopings are rated E for everyone. Since you feel like you don't have to de-escalate a situation, then do not get mad when that man decides to mollywop you. Notice, I'm strong, independent, don't need no man until the man decided to go upside your head. Then who do you call? Other men, i.e. the gynocratic goons. Fascinating. Just fascinating. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And women in this modern society, you better understand this, and you better understand this really quickly. The power you think you have is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that a man is going to continue to let you mentally abuse him is going out right along with it. Remember, ladies, equality, you want it, you got it, and guess what? You should take everything that comes along with it, especially if you want to be a loudmouth, aggressive woman who think that you can go ahead and mentally abuse men. Nah, those days are coming to a close. Guess what? More and more men who find themselves in that situation, they are going to strike back. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am.